I have endeavored in this book to stress the wide diversity of alien beings populating the cosmos, and the diversity of their motives regarding the planet we inhabit. We treasure the illusion that we alone are indigenous to Earth, and will remain so. But, as one of Leo Durshak's alien friends reaffirmed as far back as 1936, this planet was their concern, that man has his own mind, and that he must learn to take care of his planet if he wants to keep his home. He assured me our planet would continue to exist. But I was not assured that man would continue to exist on it, if he did not learn to take better care of his most valuable possession. And as Thomas and his military team, Chapter 10, were warned, our own activities required monitoring by other than human beings, simply because Earth is a vital and necessary planet for others. We could not be permitted to despoil it even though despoliation had begun and we were doubted as to our integrity and genuine concern for the planet and its myriad life forms. The aliens reiterated that the overpopulation of Earth, combined with pollution, would lead to catastrophic consequences during the 21st century. As the Amicizia Group informant explained to Nicola Dupa in 2009, the friends are our elder brothers. They are human. Indeed, in comparison it's we terrestrials who are less than human. Individuals from various other populations are among us, because the Earth is a very particular planet inside the economy of this part of the universe. There is said to be an ongoing conflict between various species regarding the future of our planet. Other populations in the universe have chosen evil, the informant points out. This dualism between good and evil is fundamental in order to understand both the still ongoing struggle and why it is so hard for truth to be disclosed to the inhabitants of our planet. Other populations are here for other reasons, and the abduction by extraterrestrials of terrestrials, as well as the creation of hybrids, is a reality that the friends told us about as far back as the 1960s. 81. The enemies are trying to conquer our planet in a very gradual and seemingly painless way, most of all working over our minds. Unfortunately, this is not science fiction. If only it were so. And, this is not paranoia, however, just hinting at these subjects leads to the discrediting of the person who says or writes them, and this is a powerful weapon in the hands of those who want to harm us. As to what the future will bring, I do not pretend to know. But I have been assured, by those who do know, that the alien situation presents the most profound dilemma facing humankind on. From projectivalon.net/forum/showthread.php?9462 Interesting free books in PDF/page16dl.dropboxusercontent.com/u/449084/avalon/docs/good_timothy_earth_un_alien_enterprise.epub